Good morning, everyone, and welcome to, what is it now? To day 24 of Lent. You'll have to excuse me if I seem a little tired. I kind of overslept in a sense. It's only, it's just before 6 o'clock, but I went to sleep early. So, anyways, okay, day 24 of Lent. We are continuing our daily meditations from Meditations for Lent, compiled by Sophia Institute Press. The meditations themselves are from Bishop Jacques Bossuet. And these meditations go out on YouTube and Spiritus TV every day in video. And then they're also uploaded to all the different audio podcast apps. So check us out on any of those. Most of you, I would assume, probably know already, but we did release an interview last night with Mel Gibson, believe it or not. So go check that out as well. That was very fun to do. Very kind of surreal getting to talk to someone like that. But check that out. Anyways, we are going to get into our meditation here. I'm going to throw up an image on screen like I've done in the past. Nothing to look at. You just listen and meditate. And we will go from there. Day 24, Friday of the third week of Lent. The Great Commandment. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? Matthew 22:36. Jesus, who is the truth itself, always proceeded directly to the first principle. It was clear that the greatest commandment should have to do with God, which is why he chose this passage for his answer. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. Deuteronomy 6:4. Here God's greatness is proclaimed in its perfect unity, from which it follows that we ought to consecrate to him our love, thus making him reign in our hearts. The love that we must give to so perfect a being should also be perfect. This is why the Savior answered the question by referring to the scripture passage that commands the perfect union of all our desires in God. Yet for fear that an ignorant person might suspect that binding all of our love together into our love for God would leave none for our neighbor, he added the second precept to the first, carrying the love of our neighbor to its perfection by again showing that the law commands that we love our neighbor as ourselves. And, using the word neighbor instead of the word friend that is in the law, Leviticus 19:18 in the Douay Rheims, because the more general word neighbor extends our charity to all those who share our common nature, as the Son of God had already explained in the parable of the Good Samaritan, Luke 10:29. Here then, we see the entire law summed up in its two most general principles. Man is thus perfectly instructed about all his duties, for he sees in the blink of an eye what he owes to God, his creator, and to men, his equals. Here is the whole Decalogue. The first table is contained in the precept to love God, and the second in the love of neighbor. Not only is the Decalogue contained in these two precepts, but all the law and the prophets, Matthew 22:40. For God here teaches us not only our exterior duties, but also the inner principle by which we ought to act, which is love. The one who loves lacks in nothing towards the one in whom he loves. And he instructs us gently, not obliging us to read and to understand the entire law, which the weak and the ignorant would not be able to do, but instead reducing the whole to 6 lines. Moreover, lest our attention be dissipated by considering each of our duties in particular, he includes them all in the single principle of a sincere love, by saying that we must love the Lord your God with all your heart, and your neighbor as yourself. Matthew 22:37-39. Let us adore eternal truth in this admirable abridgment of the law. How indebted to you am I, O Lord, who gives me the whole substance of the law in just a few words? When, to give my mind its suitable exercise, I read the rest of your scriptures, these two precepts will be the thread that leads me through all of the difficulties of that profound book. They will resolve and untangle every difficulty. O God, I praise you. O Jesus, be blessed. O Jesus, I will apply myself to meditating upon this admirable summary of heavenly doctrine. I wish to meditate on these words so full of light, so that I may be sensible of their power and fill myself with them. O Jesus, give me that grace. O Jesus, fill my soul with your Holy Ghost, which is the eternal and subsistent love of your Father and of yourself, so that he may teach me how to love you both, and to love with you as one and the same God, the Spirit that proceeds from you both. Okay, there it is, the meditation for today, as well as a summary of the entire law. Love your God with your whole heart, and love your neighbor as yourself. And I love how Bishop Bossuet shows that everything else can be read through those two precepts. You know, as he says, those six lines summarizes everything. Summarizes not only the rest of the Holy Scripture, but you know, almost our entire faith, at least our entire moral theology, is read within those two precepts right there. So let us meditate upon those this Friday of Lent. As I've said before, if you get a chance to go to, you know, Stations of the Cross, the Way of the Cross, whatever you want to call it, make sure you do that today. And if you don't get a chance every Friday, make sure you get a chance to do it once during Lent. And while you're there, meditate upon the two great commandments. And I hope you have a good Friday. And once again, thank you for watching or listening to these. I really appreciate it. And I will see you all again tomorrow.